This one's fun. Newlywed's itchy groin was a sign of deeply embedded maggot form from the honeymoon. 36-year-old woman suffering from an itchy skin lesion went to several Florida doctors 2 months after her honeymoon in Belize. Learned the wound was a sign of a maggot, which had burrowed into the skin of her groin.
Maybe she married Jeff Goldblum.
Our question, how did you get that thing you got? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Angel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, muchachos.
Hola.
Okay. I'm 62 years old now, but when I was 11 years old, my mom planned a trip to Disney World, and we all got in the plane and went to Disney World, and then we end up going to Busch Gardens, and, you know, there was a zoo over there, there was animals and all that, and I went to the petting zoo and stopped playing with the baby deers and goats and sheep and all that, all those different animals from Africa, well, the baby ones. And we got done with the trip. We went back home, back to Puerto Rico. And about 8-9 days later, I started to develop a fever. And I had that fever for like 8-9 days. I did not eat anything. So they took me to the doctor, and the doctor looked at me, and he could not identify what I had, so he had to go back into the books and get the books out. And he diagnosed me with scarlet fever.
Scarlet fever?
Do you think it was from one of the animals?
From the animals. That's why he said it doesn't transmit from human to human. It transmits from animal to human. So I must have got them from the animals they brought from Asia or Africa and all that. So my all my skin turned red, except on my joints and between my fingers and toes. And I had that fear for 8 days, and then it went away. I lost like 25 pounds for an 11-year-old kid. That's a lot. So,
were you in a lot of pain or anything, or just the fever?
Just the fever, just lack of energy, just laying there, not moving, not eating. And my name is in the books of science because that was like the first case of scarlet fever since the late 1800s, early 1900s.
Congratulations, I guess.
Yeah, back in the old days, the kids used to die of that. You know, it was like an epidemic type thing, and it was people used to die, especially children. And all my skin fell off, and I used to peel the skin out of my hands and my feet. So I just became like a lizard. Back in school, they called me a lizard.
So you're called a lizard by your classmates, and you're in the medical record books.
Exactly. So
winning.
I didn't thought it was kind of like bad after for me. It was just like another time you get a cold, you know, you're sick, you got a fever. But by the look of my family members and my schoolmates, especially my teachers, it was like they seen somebody they had resurrected. You know, like I was supposed to be, you know, and the statistics, I was supposed to be dead, but I didn't. So
Angel, I think they shut all that crap down. Because I've been to Busch Gardens, Tampa, 3 or 4 times.
You mean
times.
The animal stuff?
Yeah. And it was
they gave his ass scarlet fever.
That's what I'm saying. I think I was there probably 82, 83 when they built the Scorpion or the Python, one of those two roller coasters.
All right.
I mean, that Busch Gardens, they do roller coasters.
Yeah, they were great.
The Loch Ness Monster up in Williamsburg is a great roller coaster. If you go to one of their parks, man, they got great coasters.
They know what they're doing.
But they didn't have any of the animals.
No, I don't remember that. And I've been there 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, I think our boy Angel may have been the reason why.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think they shut that down.
You got rabies, you got bitten. It's another thing to say, we gave you a disease that had been eradicated, as far as we knew, for 120 years. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a good look.
Also, Busch Gardens. If you ever get a chance to go to an amusement park, you got to remember their association with beer, with Anheuser-Busch.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to the park, like, they had a Michelob bar.
Yeah.
All right? Michelob used to make like 9-10 different kinds of beers.
Yep.
They still have them at Busch Gardens.
Oh, really?
On draft. So you can go in there and get like
a Michelob dry?
Michelob amber, Michelob ice, Michelob, you name it. They would do like a stout, a porter, all that crap. Yeah. Good times.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, I know the one in Williamsburg, with the association. They have like a whole like European area, and like I only went there as a teenager, but the adults were getting hammered.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. How did you get that thing you got? 206-803 Rock.
By the way, it's fine. The guy's old now, but when he said they called him a lizard, I felt really bad for him.
I mean, I didn't. I know I should. I just giggled.
Yeah, I know, but just the way he said it too, like they called me lizard.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that sticks with him, bro. You know what I mean?
Damn.
He survived scarlet fever only to be insulted.
Oh, God.
What is that?
Oh, Arn got shot with an arrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ, dude. Don't send that.
It looks like an arrow wound.
I'm deleting that, Arn. Yeah.
Hello, Dirk. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Hola.
So, I was in California in the late 80s, early 90s. Was going to school in San Jose, and we have a beach day at school during the summertime, so half the class or a large portion of the class goes to Santa Cruz and lay out in the sun and do sports and stuff and drink, and I passed out, and when I woke up, I had that tingly feeling you get in your face if you ever get a cold sore. You know what's coming. You know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And started to get more and more, and it became my whole lip became a cold sore. Ugh. And then it kind of creeped down my chin, and it became like a full-on goatee of a cold sore.
Ugh.
Oh, ew.
God. God.
I mean, I've had cold sores ever since I was a little kid, but, you know, usually just one corner of the, you know, you could kind of cover it up or put your hand on it. But
that's
no, this
crazy
was
herpes.
Whole, yeah, so I went to the Moffett Airfield because, you know, I was a Madigan kid at the time. So, yeah, I go to Moffett, and they had all the doctors had to come in and, you know, you got to see this guy's cold sore.
I mean, do they actually say that out loud when they're there? Like, you got to see this, man.
You know, you can see, well, I mean, you see people, them going to get people, and then two more people come in. And
none of them have anything to do with the diagnosis. They just look at you and leave.
No, yeah. No, they knew what it was, but I knew what it was. They knew what it was. We all agreed, so.
Well, how do they think you got this? Like you said, you passed out on a beach?
Sun, yeah, it's photosensitive, you know, cold sores.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what you guys are talking about, sunscreen. Usually that's what happened. You guys bring up a subject, and then I go, no, nothing weird happened to me. And then I go, oh, yeah, I fell asleep in the sun when you guys are talking about that.
So, I did not know. So they're not blisters. They're actually cold sores?
What's a fever blister, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, okay.
Herpes 1, herpes simplex.
Dude, I'm with you. When I was a kid, I would get them in the summertime.
Really?
All the time.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Exacerbates it. And yeah, so if you got one or you can feel one coming on and you get in the sun, that'll turn it right on.
I never knew that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, there's
until
a
right
couple,
now.
Like, do you get them from stress too?
Yeah, stress. Yeah. That's in fact why I started growing a goatee in college, was because that's about where I would get it.
So that's pretty much
shave,
so one
and
place.
I would irritate my face, wow. And then I'd be stressed, and I'd turn into a cold sore. So
also downstairs herpes also caused.
No,
stress.
I never had it downstairs.
No, but I know people who have.
You were quick to point that out. I did not have it downstairs.
Neither have I.
So the word on the street is that
I will get a cold sore in my mouth. That is it.
Will cause that. That's what they say in the medical journals.
What? Wow, man.
What? Being in the sun.
So no, basically the same thing. You said you could feel it coming on.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What I've been told is you could feel it coming on.
It's called a prodrome or something.
And the downstairs area.
You feel it tingling. Sometimes I could mess with it in the inside of my mouth. It'd feel like a BB in my lip, and I could get it to come out on the inside, and then you got something you keep biting, you know, a canker or whatever on the inside, but at least no one could see it.
All right. Now, are you with anyone? Are you dating anyone?
Yeah, no, I'm married.
All right, so how often do you have an outbreak with your wife? And does she just stay the hell away from you?
I haven't had one in years.
Wait, you said it's brought on by stress, and you said you're married. These two things go hand in hand.
Well, I'm also on immunosuppressant drugs, so and that should actually make it worse, but it's, I don't know. I still,
Wow.